Welcome back to ZBZ on Today, Here, and Again Now. I have a very special guest today, and it's during a grave time, because just this past week, there was a terrorist attack in downtown Toronto, where our mayor, John Tory, was criticized while having dinner. And today, to help us deal with this trauma and to heal, we have Dr. McAllister, psychologist and master's degree extraordinaire. Dr. McAllister, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, and I just want to express my condolences to the terrible sights that you know we're going to have to unfortunately discuss here, and the fallout that will undoubtedly affect most of the greater Toronto area.
Absolutely. The video has been sharing its way around social media, and it's scaring people.
Awful.
It's really scaring people. Have you seen the video, sir, doctor?
Unfortunately, yes, I have seen it. Some people are just, they're driven to violence like this, and it's a natural reaction sometimes when you have people been cooped up and what have you. They lash out and they blame people that are blameless, simply trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll attack those most closest to them. And like you see here, you know, attempted murder sometimes is an unfortunate side effect.
Yes, and we absolutely love John Tory here at the CBC. He has been working so hard over the course of this pandemic, keeping everybody safe with lots of restrictions. And this terrorist, I'm assuming a right-wing extremist, just came out of nowhere to making these statements and making John feel bad in the middle of his dinner.
And it just shows the callousness and emotional immaturity, if you will, in the mind of the right-wing extremist terrorist. That if his objective is to, he wants his mayor to do a better job, and interrupting him in the middle of his $500 steak dinner is going to stress that guy out. It's going to make him unbalanced, and he's going to go to bed with anxiety that night. He's going to be a worse mayor now because of your selfishness and the way you've conducted yourself. So the best thing that these people could do is to just simply leave these people be.
And there are many people who are saying something ridiculous. They're saying, oh, that wasn't a terrorist attack. He was just being critical of John Tory and his decisions. And I mean, I think that's ridiculous, but what do you think, Doctor, Mr. McAllister?
Well, the language that was used was very pointed and, you know, bladed weaponry type language and words he was using. I don't dare repeat here.
It was violent. It was violent, wasn't it? It was violent.
It was very exceptionally violent. I can't imagine. And now these people have cost the cost the city of Toronto untold, I don't know how many millions of dollars in therapy hours to undo the violent, the physical destruction that was caused on these people.
I wasn't even there. Sorry to cut you off. I wasn't even there, but I've had to double up my attendance to see my therapist as well. So I totally relate to that. A lot of money.
That's why we need to control the internet and what people are saying and unrecognize and teach young men especially that words are weapons. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words are genocide, as we like to say in the academic world. So, you know, unless we get a control of this, you know, more and more people are going to get hurt.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Doctor. And we do actually have a guest here on the show who was actually there. She was present. Her name's Katrina. Katrina, maybe you could share your experience here.
Hi, Joanne. I was there. It's true, Doctor. I was there. I was actually in the patio next. Sorry, I was just thinking about it. Sorry. So I was sitting in the patio next, and this guy came out of nowhere yelling at John Tory, our mayor, yelling at him. And we had had our appetizers and our glasses of wine. And he ruined ruined our dinner. You ruined our dinner. We had waited so long to schedule this.
Absolutely horrible. Well, I just want to, first of all, commend you for your bravery and sticking to your guns and coming on here to share this experience, this painful experience with the world. Can also, you know, cause a further trauma to re-expose yourself like this. And I just want to say, you know, thank you and for being such an inspirational person to have the courage to come out here and share your story. Well, and you know, these people are so disrespectful. And again, because I'm going to be honest, I don't like to use, as a medical doctor, you know, this kind of language. But these people they're just not very smart. They're just stupid, a lot of them, you know, and they seem to think that, you know, reminding people that, hey, you know, bad other things are happening in the world, that somehow that's going to, you know, make it, it's going to, those things are going to happen one way or another. So, you know, bringing them up and making people think about it when they're trying to eat their $700 bottle of wine up there at an upscale part of town, it's just going to ruin their day. And what's the point? I mean, dwelling on things like that just doesn't help anybody. So, it's best to just, you just look at your phone. You know, that's how we teach people. When anything uncomfortable comes up, something you don't like, you just scroll Instagram or whatever, and you just think about something else, and then that thing goes away, and you carry on, because it's all about you. Always, if you don't look out for number one, nobody is. So you got to protect yourself.
Thank you so much for being the voice of reason, Dr. McAllister. And Katrina, has there been any physical sort of consequences to this terrorist attack?
We couldn't even taste our wine after that. We couldn't even finish our dinner. We were sick to our stomach, and I was trying to look at my phone, but I just couldn't get it out of my mind.
Well, sometimes, I mean, soldiers experience this in war. Not that I've ever talked to any of them, but it's called, you get ocular occlusion. You can get a situation where your hands and feet can go numb, your extremities, because your body has engaged as a result of being exposed to radical, extreme violence like this. The blood pools in the center of your body, your vital organs to protect them. And basically just to move, that's all your body wants to do is just get out, you know, just get out of there
or fight response. I wanted to
absolutely. So, and you can't, you know, your hands, you lose your fine motor skills. They evaporate. And to operate a phone in the middle of a serious event like this, like I couldn't imagine trying to send a text, you know, during the middle of 9/11, being on one of them planes or maybe on the deck of the Arizona as a Japanese Zero was closing in. I couldn't imagine trying to text or call anybody or scroll Instagram in that situation. It would be absolutely so. Don't beat yourself up, you know.
Okay.
Celebrate the fact that you survived.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you so much. I'll tell my girlfriends your advice. And, okay. Just get back to Instagram, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. McAllister. Thank you.
Absolutely. Anytime. You call me. Hey, here's my... I'll give you my number here. I'm going to write this down for you, okay? It's my private line. You can you go ahead and you text, you call me, anything you want, anytime, okay?
Thank you, absolutely, uh-huh. Absolutely. Are you on Instagram as well?
I can be if you want me to be.
I mean, why not? You're really calming me down with your voice, so it could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Katrina, for being on the show and sharing your experience.
Yeah, there she goes. Mm-hmm. Look at her go, huh? Okay.
Are you looking at her Instagram right now?
Sorry, pardon me. I'm sorry. I got a little distracted there with there were some birds outside the window.
Okay. So I wanted to speak about the really ugly part of this situation, Doctor. The terrorist. And what do we need city centers to prevent this from happening? I mean, John Tory was just in this open patio, and some terrorist is able to show up and start criticizing how he runs the city? I mean, what's first and foremost? How do we keep the city safe? How do we keep John Tory safe?
Well, I think you look to historical precedent in these kinds of situations. You're going to have to, you know, look at other examples of times when, you know, certain people of leadership wasn't that popular with a large, huge, maybe even majority or almost all of the population. So you had to implement things like a police state. You know, you had checkpoints and people, make sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. Nobody's, getting into the wrong part of town and you know, causing any kind of mischief. You're gonna keep a handle on those people. Also, body doubles are very helpful.
Mm.
Saddam Hussein had a couple of them. Castro, you know, I think maybe even Hillary Clinton had one. It just keeps them more safe, because then these people don't know who to commit their acts of terror on. It could be John Tory, it could be not. It could be somebody, you know, John McAfee had body doubles. So anytime, you know, you're under threat of serious harm like this, like somebody could come up and ruin your meal with your wife and all your slaves or your supporters around. You do what you got to do, because at the end of the day, you're the person that's protecting everybody. It's up to you to keep everybody safe. So, you know, if you can't be safe, you can't keep yourself safe, how are you going to keep everybody else safe?
Yeah. Checkpoints. I mean, I think that's only natural, right? I mean, people think he's just a mayor. He's like royalty to us. He is like royalty. The ground that he walks upon.
If you had to go through an outer cordon and then an inner cordon and then John Tory's personal security detail just to get to him, this confused, dangerous young man, he never would have got anywhere near him.
You've just been so tremendously helpful, Dr. McAllister. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I literally make it up as I go. I'm a genius.
I love your show, by the way. Your show is so fantastic. I love listening to your podcast.
I just love to help young women, you know?
Yeah, and the thing you were doing with the
love to help them.
Absolutely. And I really liked your one episode about strong, independent women and how, you know, they don't need no man. I found that very inspiring as well. I love your work. So,
oh, thank you. You know, strong, independent, you know, single women is definitely my target demographic. That's who I'm trying to help the most.
That's great.
Emotionally vulnerable, damaged people that need a firm hand and my help.
That's fantastic. And you're just so great in terms of giving us this advice of dealing with this trauma. For anyone experiencing PTSD from this experience, this terrorist attack against John Tory, is there any exercises you might recommend or breathing routines or anything like this?
Well, again, you just follow your instructions to your local state official people there. I mean, you're all supposed to be staying home and staying safe anyway.
That's right.
As long as you're not outside. You had a fantastic young man here. A little time back there, he hadn't gone outside in nearly 2 years. I mean, that's the kind of thing, you know, that's the kind of, I mean, we should be giving medals to people like that as setting the example. So if you minimize your time in society and you minimize the amount of time you outside at all, then, the likelihood you're going to be affected by or see or witness anything like this is going to be dramatically reduced. So, you know, know that you're safe. You'll probably be okay. But every once in a while, I mean, that's just unfortunately a part of the situation, the world we live in now, where there's, we got these terrorists running around, terrorizing people and causing all kinds of harm and, basically destroying people's minds with how toxic their behavior is. It's like they're like some kind of disease, maybe it's just it's a troubling time, but we all got to stick together.
Yeah, and speaking of sticking together, really quickly, I wanted to mention there were some heroes there. When the terrorist attack was happening and this ruthless man was attacking John Tory while he was enjoying his steak tartare, there were citizens who stood up in the way, into the fray, in front of this terrorist to stand up for John Tory and all the decisions that he has made leading this great city. And I guess, would you have any words for those brave individuals who stood up for John Tory to defend him from this violent, horrific terrorist attack?
Well, they were all very inspiring, you know, fabulously handsome. These people were just, shining examples of what you would want in a population. You know, they protect their leader.
They're elites, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, they up there because they deserve to be. You know, they didn't just get born that way or nothing. Like, these people work hard to keep you safe and do their job and everything. So
that's right.
You know, these people are just protecting who's keeping them safe. And, that's a heroic, thing. Because this guy, I mean, you don't know what he's going to say next. This guy could have said anything. You don't know
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. He might have said an N-word.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and then you've got an entirely other situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need ambulances. You're going to need I can't tell from the video, but I don't know if you could land a helicopter in there if you had to get somebody out in a hurry. Like, this is, it's just scary to see.
So, Dr. McAllister, is free speech a problem?
Oh, I mean, I think we all support free speech, but we don't support, what we know as hate speech. If it's a speech that's mean or rude or critical or chastising or sarcastic or anything that, we don't like, then it's got no place in our society.
Exactly. If we don't like it, no one deserves to say it, especially when we're eating dinner. I mean,
absolutely. I think it's better if, we could go ahead and change the law where nobody talks outside their house at all.
Yes.
And that way everybody stays safe. It's illegal. It'll just be illegal to talk outside. And that way it's nice and quiet. You can find where you got to go without the hustle and bustle city noises. And there's no risk of anybody saying anything that's going to do you harm.
I'm glad you brought that up, Doctor, because just the past week, I had to venture and I was being a coward. I left my house to go grocery shopping. I didn't get Voila from Sobeys delivered to my house. I decided to make
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
It was a reckless decision. But while I was in line waiting to pay for my groceries, someone assaulted me and they said something like, "How are you today?" And it was the words, the question of, I'm just trying to mind my own business and get back safely to my home, and this vicious assault of some stranger. I'm pretty sure he was wearing a MAGA hat. Probably,
you know,
I'm
what?
Not sure.
I mean, well, and that's a telltale. I mean, that's right up there with the swastika and the white hood and the Proud Boy, Cuban Jamaican guy that was the white supremacist and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I think he said something like that.
I'm going to go ahead now and say, if John Tory is listening to this and if he does get out there, I think that's a cause I will champion, and I will answer any questions you have. But I think we should have a city bylaw in the entire greater Toronto area that there's just you know what, from now on, let's for a little while, let's just for 2 weeks, let's say. Let's just say it's just for 2 weeks, just for a little while, just only 2 weeks and not more than 2 weeks and not extended past the 2 weeks indefinitely.
Just 2 weeks.
That nobody talks outside, unless you're an officer of the law or public health or essential people.
Or John Tory.
Non-essential people, they're basically full of non-essential words and thoughts. Anyway, so let's just go ahead and hit mute on that. We'll hit that volume button on that, and we'll see where we're at in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, when is criticism even merited? Because I really think questions can really be, like I said, they're like an assault. They're like an assault on our conscience, are they not?
Well, I mean, fortunately, a lot of this work has already been done. We've criticized and change minds and move things around. But now we're at a place where, you know, the people in charge are there because they're the best.
Mm.
You know, it's been a long time coming that we finally got some good sense in there.
We finally picked the best mayor. Yes.
We finally got some good people in there and some good sense. I mean, y'all had a guy smoking crack, you know, up here. And, you know, so now that we've got this kind of elite level leadership, it just doesn't do anybody good, no good to criticize it. It's just going to make him, stress this guy out.
Yeah, no more criticism. No more criticism. It is stressful, isn't it? It is stressful. John Tory doesn't need more stress in his life. Doctor, I feel so much better. Thank you so much for coming on the show and helping us deal with.
Well, I'm glad, and thank you for having me. And you make sure that young lady gets my number. I don't think she.
Okay.
She might have dropped
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and
over there. So.
And doctor, just so you know, I mean, I am turning 40 soon myself, but I don't know if you would be interested in myself being possibly part of your program as a patient or.
Well, my master's thesis now is. Generally focused on the 19 to 26 year old age group. But,
okay, of course. I understand. That
we'll talk after. Maybe I might be able to squeeze you in.
All right,
we'll talk a little bit after.
That was silly of me. I'm sorry. I know you must be a very busy man.
I am. I am very busy. Yes.
Well, sorry. We better wrap this up. Is there any place that we should find you online, doctor, or any other parting words before we go?
You can find me on the university website, or you can buy many of my 19 books that I have on Amazon. They're basically all the same with some slight changes, but it's all different, and it's all very valuable knowledge about surviving verbal assault. That's why it's called verbal assault, because it is assault.
Oh my God, I haven't read that one yet. I'm definitely going to throw that into my shopping cart next chance I get on Amazon.
Well, thank you. It's for only $79.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much again for being on the show, and have a great evening. I hope you get in touch with that young lady.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
Find more episodes like this at thewokenmail.com. Thank you for listening.